This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When Donald Trump is sworn in as president today, a Kenosha native will officially become the White House chief of staff. Former Republican National Committee and Wisconsin Republican Party chairman Reince Priebus was one of Trump's first appointments. It's an unlikely landing spot for Priebus, who just a few years earlier was calling for a gentler Republican Party. Sean Johnson reports.
The 2013 Wisconsin Republican Party convention could have been a triumphant homecoming for Reince Priebus, but under the circumstances, it had a different feel. As head of the Republican National Committee, Priebus had overseen Mitt Romney's losing presidential bid just months earlier. He had also just released what was commonly called the RNC autopsy report that roundly criticized national Republicans for the campaigns they ran in 2012.
We haven't won a decisive presidential race in 24 years. So what's going on?
The autopsy was especially critical of the way Republicans had talked about the growing Latino community. Priebus was asked after his speech how the GOP could moderate on those issues.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of moderation. I think it's a matter of kind of what our moms used to say. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I also think it's a matter of using grace and love in your tone.
4 years later, Priebus oversaw a brutal Republican primary where Donald Trump began his campaign by attacking Mexican immigrants.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
And yet Trump ultimately won traditionally blue states like Wisconsin with the help of Reince Priebus. On election night, he brought Priebus on stage to thank him.
Reince is really a star. And he is the hardest working guy.
Reince Priebus has had to work for everything in politics. Few people knew him when he emerged as RNC chair in 2011. Late night hosts like Stephen Colbert made fun of his name.
It brings me once again to my long running segment, What's a Reince Priebus?
Priebus can be self-deprecating, but his friends describe him as energetic, opinionated, and focused.
Oh my God, so Reince is the Energizer Bunny.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss met Priebus in high school when they were both active in Republican politics. They went on to be college roommates at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
He has always been somebody who is one of the hardest workers I have ever known. If it was trying to convince his wife Sally to marry him, if it was trying to make sure that he could get elected student body president, if it was going to law school and working for a big firm in Milwaukee, which he set as a goal, all of the goals that he has said he has really achieved.
Priebus did fall short of one goal. He ran for state senate and lost to Kenosha Democratic Senator Robert Wirch in 2004.
It was my toughest race because he had so much money.
Priebus amassed what was at the time a huge campaign war chest for a legislative race, but he lost by 4 percentage points. Wirch says they didn't really get along.
I would say not. He was a ideologue. I respected how hard he worked.
The loss was a blessing for Priebus, who took the helm of the state Republican Party a few years later. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel conservative columnist Christian Schneider says that as state party chair, Priebus embraced the Tea Party movement and meshed its voters with the traditional GOP establishment. There were signs of that in 2016 when Priebus embraced Trump voters after the Republican primary.
If there's anything he's good at, I think it is kind of taking the mood of the country and kind of channeling that into elections.
Schneider is no Trump fan, but he says knowing that Priebus is Trump's chief of staff gives him hope.
For conservatives, kind of for the people on my side, he's kind of our guy in there now. He can be our voice in the White House.
Schneider says you don't work your way up the political ladder like Priebus without showing a willingness to bare your teeth every now and then. The question now is whether Priebus can use his power as chief of staff to influence Trump, or if Trump will continue to chart his own path. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.